I think that's the problem. I think that there is a kind of horrible epidemic facing films in today's world, which are passable films, safe films, films that don't push the envelope whatsoever. Only the biggest, baddest directors that have some sort of pull that can kind of do it within the system and still make some sort of creative movement forward. But most of the stuff coming out of Hollywood is safe because it's a business. And they're not interested in breaking the rules. Not like they did in the 70s and the 80s when they had no other choice to do it. So it's fallen on the independent filmmaker to take the medium forward, to push things forward and get to that place. But that's how you move the medium forward. That's how you set yourself apart from everybody else. And you have to kind of do that in order to kind of poke your head out of the crowd and stand apart from everybody else who's doing the same thing you're doing. Just so you understand, back in the day, Hollywood, when they would light a scene, it was perfect. The actors were all looking perfect back in the 40s and the 50s and the 30s, the golden age of Hollywood. Everybody looked gorgeous, but it looked so unreal. It looked so non-realistic. They're like, well, where's that light coming from that makes her look so beautiful? There was no motivation. And slowly, during the 60s, specifically the 60s and the 70s, cinematographers and directors started to change that dynamic. They started breaking the rules. And then all of a sudden, all of this new stuff started coming out. All these new images pushing the medium forward. In one way, shape, or form, when you make your movie, you've got to break those rules. So now I've been talking a lot about breaking the rules and taking risks and all this kind of stuff. Well, there is a trade-off, guys. If you're an independent filmmaker and you got $250,000, you might be able to take some risks, but you can't go all out because you're risking. It's called a risk for a reason. If you're a filmmaker in the studio system and you want to take a risk, knock yourself out. If you're working with someone else's money and they're willing to go along that ride with you, great. But as independent filmmakers, the more risks you take, the lower the budget should be. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to take those risks comfortably. That's the only way that no one's going to try to stop you from taking those risks.